mean, the market is up over 1% today. NASDAQ up 1.4, Coinbase up 15%, Bitcoin back above $73,000. So why are professional traders still only putting half their normal size to work? The answer is hiding in a number most people never check, and we're going to show it to you right now. Okay, so we've got some genuinely good numbers to talk about today. S&P up 0.8%, NASDAQ up 1.4, Dow up 0.6. I mean, these are solid moves.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Like, here's what's bugging me. We're bouncing hard, but we're still sitting below those 50-day moving averages. Like, we approached the ceiling, but didn't break through it.
Right, and that's actually the first red flag, because...
So why aren't we popping champagne?
Well, look at the volume. APP is running at 0.4 times average volume, BKG at 0.6 times. Amazon's running on fumes.
Right. Wait, below average volume on a big up day?
Exactly. It's like having a loud crowd at a concert, but only a handful of people actually bought floor tickets. The noise is real, but the commitment isn't there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only name showing normal volume today is Coin at 1.0 times. That's where real money is actually showing up.
Okay, that's interesting. So institutions aren't chasing this move.
They're watching. They're not buying aggressively. This feels like a relief bounce, not accumulation.
Right, right, right. But the volume story is just the surface. If you want to understand what's really happening structurally, you need to look at breadth. And what breadth is telling us today is genuinely surprising. So basically, I'm looking at the bull-bear ratio. 352 bulls versus 65 bears. That's a 5.4-to-1 ratio.
Sounds euphoric.
Exactly, right? So if the crowd is this bullish intraday, why aren't we just going with?
Because you need to look at the 40-day SMA breadth data. 70% of stocks are above their 20-day moving average. That's the short-term bounce you're seeing.
Okay.
But only 45.3% are above their 40-day. So you've got short-term momentum inside a longer-term downtrend.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, wow, that's a big gap.
It's like checking the weather radar. Sunny skies today, but there's a storm system building offshore. The 40-day breadth is the most important structural signal of the session.
Sure. So the crowd is cheering, but the scoreboard tells a different story.
Exactly. This is textbook relief rally inside a downtrend, not the start of something new.
Huh. Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. There is one corner of today's tape where the signal is clean, the volume is real, and the move looks institutional. Let's talk about crypto. Coin up 15.6% to 210.85. HUD up 8.2%. Bitcoin reclaiming 73,000 with a 7% move.
Now this is different.
Oh, wow. You know what? What makes this different from the low conviction moves we're seeing everywhere?
Coin's RVL reading is 1.0. Normal volume on a 15.6% move means the gain is being absorbed cleanly.
Mm-hmm. Not a short squeeze.
Please. Not panic buying. This is what we call an episodic pivot. A news-driven catalyst that reprices a stock to a new level rather than just bouncing it.
Right, and HUD confirming at 8.2%?
That's the key. When two boats in the same harbor rise together, that's the tide moving. This isn't a single stock story anymore.
Yeah, totally, right.
It's a sector signal. Bitcoin reclaiming 73,000 was the catalyst, and both names are responding with real institutional volume.
So this is the one place where actual money is showing.
Up today, the only place. And the overnight question is whether Bitcoin holds above 73K. That determines if this is a multi-day setup or a one-day event.
Okay, so crypto is the day's clearest risk-on signal. But if you zoom out to the sector level, the rotation happening beneath the surface is even more extreme, and frankly, a little alarming. Communication services hitting its 100th percentile ATR rank, healthcare hitting its 0 percentile. On the same day.
That's rare.
What does it mean when you see both extremes hit simultaneously?
Here's the thing. Violent directional rotation, not random noise. And here's the puzzle. Energy is down 1% on a day when crude oil is stable near $75.
Wow. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
When a sector can't rally on good news for its underlying commodity, something structural is wrong. It's like a restaurant where the steak section is empty, but the dessert menu is sold out.
Tells you exactly what mood the diners are in.
Right. And consumer discretionary is up 1.9%. Amazon up 3.1%. Tesla up 3%. Same risk on rotation, different expression.
Right. So basically, defensive and commodity money is being systematically rotated.
Out. Not just sold on a bad day. This is institutional repositioning. The ATR extremes don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare at 0 percentile means complete abandonment of volatility and defensives. Communication services at 100 means maximum conviction and growth in tech.
So we've got a split market, a crypto breakout, and violent sector rotation. Now let's talk about what actually resolves all of this, the 50-day moving average, and what you should be doing with your positions tonight. The 50-day MA is tonight's homework assignment, the single most important level to watch.
Binary setup. Confirmed close above it shifts bias to cautiously bullish. A fade that erases more than half today's gains. That's a distribution warning.
And the T3A framework?
Two more confirming sessions required before sizing up. 50% of normal position size until the 50-day MA reclaim is confirmed.
Okay, like a job interview.
Exactly. You showed up dressed well, gave good answers, but the offer hasn't come yet. Don't quit your day job until the callback comes.
Yeah, what about the overnight wild cards?
Iran conflict on day five is the geopolitical binary. Escalation reprices crude higher and hits growth. Ceasefire does the opposite.
And ADP?
Came in at 63K versus 42K expected. Keeps the labor market narrative alive ahead of Friday's NFP. Fed rate expectations stay in play.
Any last hour stuff to watch?
Treasury Secretary Bessent's oil mitigation announcement could hit any time. Energy might be the wild card. RSPG at 1.8 times RVOL, ERX at 2.5 times.
Reversal signals?
Could be. Energy's been the laggard all day. But if policy news hits, it flips fast.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring it all together with the one thing you need to take away from today's tape. I mean, today was genuinely good. Coin broke out cleanly, crypto led with real institutional volume, indices bounced hard.
But good days inside downtrends are traps for the impatient.
Exactly. The breadth data, the below average volume on continuation names, the 50-day MA still overhead, they all say the same thing.
The market hasn't earned full conviction yet.
Size at 50%. Watch the 50-day MA close. Let the market prove itself over the next two sessions before adding exposure.
Patience is the edge right now.
Tonight, pull up your S&P chart and check where we closed relative to the 50-day moving average. That one data point will tell you more about Thursday's setup than any headline you'll read. Keep one eye on Bitcoin overnight. If it holds above 73,000 into the Asian session, the coin and hood setup stay alive. We'll have the full Thursday morning read for you at the open. Stay disciplined.